south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started.
Real estate, real estate. Everybody's talking about real estate. When's the Latin American real estate bubble gonna burst? Well, funny enough, seems that only people who've been down here in Latin America a long, long time and who've had a lot of boots on the ground even know there's a real estate bubble. Now, for people who've only been on the gringo tourist trail, for example, in Costa Rica, things were never really cheap, even 20, 25 years ago when I first went down. However, off the gringo trail is where you see the bubble has really blown up fast. Now, if you've been to those places that retirement rags like International Living and AARP and Overseas Living have been touting, namely those earlier destinations like Mexico, Costa Rica, Panama, Ecuador, and now Colombia, Uruguay, and Nicaragua, if you've been to those places, you know there's so many gringo tourists, the prices are always going up. In fact, you meet people all the time who say, God, I was in Costa Rica 8 or 9 years ago. I should have bought back then. Now everything's doubled. Same thing with Cancun and Playa del Carmen in Panama, and a lot of other gringo tourist destinations that rags like International Living had been touting. Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes those articles for Overseas Living and International Living and AARP, etc.? Mostly people that got in early, bought some real estate, and want to cash in on their pet projects or projects they have an interest in, or they're on a sweetheart commission basis with the owner. So that's what they'll always lead you to, but they won't tell you that. I know, you trust these guys, and you've read their rags for a long, long time. I used to feel the same. In fact, 30 years ago up in Chicago, when I was looking to become an expat, I used to read International Living too. It was the only expat rag around. They're supposed to be the experts, and they're supposed to guide you. I mean, that's what you read those rags for, right? But I have to tell you, they may know a lot about living on the gringo tourist trail, which, believe me, is not my preference, but they seem absolutely clueless about the future of the real estate market in Latin America. They don't even know there's a bubble coming. How about that? Then again, maybe they do, and that's why they want to dump their little pet projects now, before it blows. In any event, I don't get it. Either they have blinders on or they're just not being honest at all. Now, for any of you people who've been down to my expat insider seminars, you know I do a whole real estate segment, 4 hours in the classroom and then about 4 hours on the road, boots on the ground, checking all the real estate projects out. Basically, showing you why you're nuts to buy anything down here in Latin America right now unless you find a desperate seller. And believe me, more and more of those guys are showing up daily. Why? Because we're at the absolute peak of the bubble right now. In other words, the rents they're getting on most of these projects can't even begin to pay the interest on their mortgages, a sure sign of a disaster in the wings. Bottom line, it's a renter's paradise in most all of Latin America now. But you have to haggle. Never pay what they're offering. Remember, when there's a severe medium and high-end housing glut like there is, combined with a renter's market, you might be the only person that put in a solid offer in the last 6 months. Or maybe a year, so remember that when you haggle. And why do you think that is? Well, because there's been so much overbuilding, especially in the upper middle class and wealthy segments of the real estate market, that there's just not enough buyers to go around. So, you have to look at it from a real estate developer's viewpoint. Suppose he built 50 first world style units in a nice, guarded, gated subdivision, and the houses start at, let's say, $200,000. Now, in Latin America, who do you think can afford a $200,000 house or can afford to qualify for a bank loan for $200,000? How about 5% or less of the adult working population? 5%. And about 80% of those people that can actually qualify are already up their ears in debt and cannot take on any more real estate, properties, cars, boats, anything. But back to our developer. He's got 50 $200,000 houses in a brand new upscale subdivision. He tries to sell them directly, so there's no real estate broker commission. He puts big ads in the papers, has open houses, advertises in the monthly slick, glossy real estate rags that just started showing up about 2 years ago all throughout Latin America. Nope, before that, they just didn't exist. Which, by the way, is another symptom that there's a big bubble here. So he has his ads in his open houses, and guess what? A few people come through, but nobody buys. Oh, I take that back. A year or so ago, people came through and didn't buy. Now, people don't even come through. That's why, gringos, expats, and wannabes, you can come down here off the Gringo Tourist Trail, locate any number of first world subdivisions in great neighborhoods near safe and secure upscale shopping. That's where you'll find brand new houses that have never been lived in, like they were built on Mars or something. And amazingly enough, many times right across the street, there's phase two and phase three under construction. Meanwhile, phase one's been done for a year or two, and they've only got about 10% occupancy. It's just amazing to see so many upscale subdivisions like that. And you think they're full, but you don't see any cars. And at night, the streetlights are on, but there's no lights in the windows of the houses. That said, you could rent a nice 1,500, 2,000, 2,500 square foot house for about from $300 to $700 a month. Then many times that'll include cable, water, and maintenance. But back to our developer. So he's got these houses all up for sale and no one's buying. 6 months goes by, a year goes by, all the while he's dropping the down payment from 10% to 5% to 1%, then finally, no money down. A year and a half goes by, suddenly, he's sold maybe 10 to 20% of them, owner-occupied, and maybe another 30 to 40% to investors who will never live there. But the maintenance costs on the development are killing him. Then he realizes since he can't sell the things, he better start renting them. And that's why it's a renter's market. Let me give you an example. On the Pan-American Highway on the road from Guatemala City to El Salvador, you'll find some of the most beautiful, guarded, gated community suburbs that you'll ever see. They're popping up like mushrooms all over the place. And I'm not talking about in Guatemala City. All those great new developments start about 12 miles out from the city limits, extending like an octopus some 30 miles south down the Pan-American Highway on the road to El Salvador. With no end in sight, there's cement trucks and cranes and earth movers all over the place, all along a beautiful 30-mile stretch of the Pan-American Highway, which is the biggest highway in Latin America. Remember, that's the one that goes from Alaska all the way down to Panama. And most of these suburbs have beautiful million-dollar views of active volcanoes that are blowing off right now. No, they're not right in your backyard. They're maybe 20 miles away. But you know, some people like a house with a view of a forest or the ocean or a river. But here, you've got volcanoes. Big time, tremendously imposing active volcanoes that take your breath away. What a view at the breakfast table. You gotta see it to believe it. Again, no danger though, because they're very far away. And this area, believe me, is the high-end burbs. That's also where they have the biggest commercial mall in all of Latin America. They've got Ace Hardware, Home Depot, IMAX, TGIF, Sears, Starbucks, Walmart, Costco, Gold's Gym, Gap, Diesel, Hilfiger, Forever 21, and every well-known first-world franchise retail store you can think of. But that's not all. On this 30-mile strip of the Pan-American Highway, there are at least 17 more strip malls. Some of them very high-end, too. With another 10, believe it or not, under construction right now. And right about now, the developers are figuring out they just can't fill these places. They can't rent the stores and they can't get the customers. Some of them, even the brand new ones, are like ghost towns. Then, on the same road, they've got Latin America's biggest brand new evangelical Christian church that looks like a gigantic flying saucer, holds 30,000 people, has 7 state-of-the-art television studios in it, and broadcasts 27 religious channels around the world. By the way, the ridiculous pint-sized money-grubbing pastor of this church has a private jet, 2 helicopters, a fleet of bulletproof SUVs, and 8 bodyguards. And by the way, when you're driving down the Pan-American Highway, sometimes you could see one or two of his glistening white helicopters sitting on the pad. And I'm telling you, this 30-mile strip of the Pan-American Highway is a high-end SUV paradise. Not to mention, you'll see the occasional Porsche, Ferrari, Maserati, even Lotus. Why? Because they've got dealerships for those brands right in the area. Talk about a spirochete firing between two neurons. Who'd be stupid enough to dump a couple hundred grand on stuff like that? Rich, show-off, brain-dead Latins with low self-esteem. That's who. Need proof? See for yourself. Just pull into the Starbucks or the Costco and you'll see bodyguards and SUVs galore. And why am I mentioning this? Because all over Latin America, it's pretty much the same scene. Everywhere you find a medium to large-sized city, huge wealthy subdivisions are popping up, and that's where people with dough are moving out to. Why? Because as you know, most of the big cities in Latin America have a lot of safe areas, but still, always nearby, that's where the sweaty masses, the poor, and the gangs are located too. But now they're doing like the gringos did in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, moving to the burbs. That would be in the open spaces that were forests and hills and mountains and farmland just 5 or 10 years ago. So, all over Latin America, people with a little wealth are moving to places with fantastic views, 10, 20, 30, even 50 miles out of the big city. No soot, no smog, and nary a chicken bus in sight. Well, you will occasionally have to fight it out with them on the highway. And these places are the epicenters of the real estate bubble. In fact, the other day I was talking to a couple of Latin professionals. One was a real estate guy and one was a lawyer. And they were lamenting the fact that real estate's not selling and rents are going down. And they don't understand why. So what's that tell you? Remember, like I said before, there's only one place in Latin America where they had a real estate blow-off. In fact, they've had a few. That would be Argentina. They're the only Latins that know what it's like and know how to prepare. But the rest of Latin America has never really seen real estate go down. Well, it's happening now. In fact, the Panama Tourism Board just reported in with some figures saying that hotel occupancy since the new year has been at 50% and losing ground, down from 70% occupancy in the years previous. And they expect hotels in 2017 to be at 42% occupancy. And they report the average break-even occupancy rate is 60%, meaning most hotels are losing money every day. And get this. Hotel occupancy rates are so pathetic right now, the operators are asking Congress to pass a law demanding that the whole country be a hotel duty-free zone for tourists. In effect, eliminating custom duties, import duties, and refunding all tourism taxes to visitors. Now, if they succeed in doing that, they'll be the only country in the world where tourists pay no taxes. Hey, now there's a brilliant idea, huh? Now, I want you to keep in mind for just a second what I just mentioned about Panama. So hold that thought, but first I want to read an email. It comes from one of my past Expat Insider seminar attendees, Kathy, who came down to the seminar with her teenage son, opening his mind up to a worldly perspective at a very young age. Isn't that great? Wish my parents would have done that for me. Anyway, she writes, "Just thought you'd get a chuckle out of this great Panama real estate plug and prediction. If you can, let us know what you think on your show. Ha ha ha, hope you're well. Would love to get down there for another poke around Central America. All the best, Kathy." Then she quotes Woody Allen from the movie Sleeper, quote, "I'm a financial advisor. I help people with their money until it's all gone." So anyway, what Kathy wants me to look at is this blurb she sent me from that site liveandinvestoverseas.com. You've probably heard of them. And yes, they tell you how to live overseas on the Gringo Tourist Trail, and they want you to invest there too, but in their pet projects. Now, I'll give you some highlights from this little promotion, but suffice it to say, Kathy, who wrote the email, is laughing all the way. She came to one of my expat seminars, and we showed and proved to her and everyone else in the seminar, with plenty of boots on the ground, exactly why you do not want to buy into this big real estate bubble, unless you find desperate sellers, and there are some out there. But again, you have to be down here a while and get boots on the ground to see that these guys writing these newsletters are pulling the wool over your eyes in a big way. Okay, let's get to the article now. This is from March 17th, and I'll paraphrase here. It starts with this big headline, "A bold prediction about Panama's high-end property market." We've had a series of 5 panel discussions, and for this week's meetings, we've showcased Leif Simon and Lee Harrison. One of Leif's markets of focus for the past 15 years and still is today, Panama City, Panama. This morning, Leif led a group of 18 conference VIP attendees on a private Panama City property tour. I tagged along. First stop was an apartment on Avenida Balboa with an expansive ocean view. This is one of the best addresses in the city. Leif toured the apartments in the same buildings 2 years ago. Prices today, he noted, are up at least 20% in the interim. Then he says, "The capital appreciation in this part of the city should continue above average as well for the indefinite future." He says, "An investment property along Avenida Balboa is as solid a long-term bet as you could possibly make right now." Then he says, "This front line to the water district will hold its value while always attracting renters." Then he says, "The cost to own along Avenida Balboa today can be as high as $260 a square foot." And then he said, "I predict that in the next 5 to 8 years that the costs will push to $500 a square foot." An easy double. Then he says, you read it here first. Okay, it's me now. Apparently, this brilliant real estate guy has had his head in the sand for the last 5 or 10 years. Apparently, he hasn't studied or read that the world is heading for the biggest financial and economic calamity in its history. It shocks me to think that supposedly intelligent people think things are going to go along just the same old way they always have. Hey, listen, I've been down here more than a quarter of a century, and I lived in Panama. I've been in and out of the place 50 times. It's at the top of the biggest bubble it's ever seen. And he doesn't see that? And remember, a lot of brilliant analysts are saying the blowout's going to come within the next 6 months. And he's looking out 5 to 8 years. Yep, he says, it'll be a double. The prices will go up 100%. And then he says, you read it here first. Yeah, well, you heard it here first that he's deluded. Or possibly just a guy with an incomplete financial education. Man, does that sound familiar? Now, I'm not going to hammer on these international living and overseas retirement people for the other really good things they do. They put out some good reports and information and interviews. But as I understand it, international living has a couple of hundred employees and they can't make their nut by just selling subscriptions and little reports. The real money's in selling hand-picked real estate developments to gringos. Hey, nothing wrong with that, especially if you're looking to invest and you don't speak Spanish. But don't fool yourself that you're getting in on the ground floor. The people selling that stuff are the ones who got in cheap. You certainly won't. So good luck with that, and as always, buyer beware. So bottom line, you're not getting ripped off, but you're not getting a deal either. And no matter how bright they try to spin it, the bubble will collapse. Now I want you to hear this. There are thousands and thousands of choice, beautiful spots to live, work, and or play in Latin America. And Avenida Balboa is just one of them, though it's terrifically hot. And they never tell you that in the promotional blurbs. So then what about the thousands and thousands of equally fantastic places in other parts of Latin America off the tourist trail? Okay, pay attention to this. If you bought a nice piece of land anywhere you want in Latin America, pick the spot. I guarantee you can build any style of house you want, first world all the way, for $35 to $50 a square foot. That's complete. So you get the land on a river overlooking a mountain, a volcano, a ravine, or even on the ocean, and you can build a beautiful first world house all the way for $30 to $50 a square foot, complete. I've built a number of houses myself for around $35 a square foot. Now, I've known very green gringos who've come down with bad Spanish, who've built houses for $50 a square foot. Sure, they overpaid a bit, but that's still a great deal. That means a 1,000 square foot house, $50,000, 2,000 square foot, $100,000, and we're talking brand new just the way you want it. That versus what we just spoke about with Panama, where you're paying $250 a square foot. And that's not a house with a yard, that's an apartment or a condo. That's 5 times the cost of building in other parts of Latin America that are just as nice, just as high-end and conveniently situated, too. But let's talk about the bubble and what you could get for $400 a month renting. How about a brand new 1,500 to 2,000 square foot apartment or a brand new 2-story, 3-bedroom house? Plus, for $400 a month, you'll be in a gated, guarded community, too. But you need proof, right? How about this? Right now, in my hot little hands, I have one of those glossy monthly real estate magazines. Yes, it's called Inmobilia.com. That's www.inmobilia.com if you want to look this up and prove it to yourself. Of course, this slick magazine's in Spanish, and it would be because it's off the Gringo Tourist Trail. But as I flip through this thing, the first thing I see is a page, a complete page, devoted to a construction company that shows 6 different house styles. Modern, colonial, kind of Bauhaus, typical suburban American style. And it says here they'll build you any style of house complete. All you need is to have the land. $30 a square foot, complete. By the way, the 6 houses on this page are actual photos of the houses on that strip I told you about, that 30-mile length of the Pan-American Highway from Guatemala to El Salvador. Yes, those are the high-end burbs. Now, you heard me right. You can get a beautiful first-world-style house for $30 a square foot, which means a 3,000-square-foot house would run you slightly under $100,000. I know you're thinking, impossible, right? Well, go to that website. By the way, that's on page 25 of their latest magazine, March 2016, and it's free. But that's not all. Now, I'll flip to page 47. Another full-page ad from a completely different construction company. They show their work, too. Very nice. All they want is $26 a square foot complete for any kind of house you want to build. That means if you use these guys, you could have a 3,000 square foot house for around 80 grand. Or a 1,500 square foot house, around 40 grand. You provide the land, of course. And throughout this magazine, there's a handful of other construction companies offering pretty much the same thing. So what's it going to be and who are you going to listen to? The so-called real estate experts in Belize and Panama and Colombia who think real estate will never go down, only up. Or you can listen to someone like me who's been down here more than a quarter of a century, who's built more than a dozen buildings, apartments, and houses. Someone who will actually take you on a boots-on-the-ground tour of the good, the bad, and the ugly, not just pet projects. In fact, at my seminars, I take people down right into the epicenter of the amazing bubble down here, and people see for themselves why it's a terrible idea to buy anything right now. However, if you want to build, that's up to you too, because if you can get a nice piece of land exactly where you want it, and you've already got the house of your dreams in mind, why not build it? It's damn cheap to do. But again, you got to be there or it's not going to get done the way you want it. But that's another story. Just look back in my archives. I talk a lot about that. So are you starting to get the idea what it's really like in the real estate sector here? Now, of course, when you look at these glossy magazines, you can see you're right in the middle of the bubble too, because they've got some very expensive real estate in here. Fantastic $500,000 houses. $200,000, $300,000, even $400,000 condos. Sure, they're luxurious and they're in great locations, but man, when the bubble bursts, you'll be able to get any one of these things for 25 cents on the dollar. Even now, parts of the market are collapsing. I mean, come on, face it. Earlier in the show, I mentioned exactly what's happening with the hotel and hospitality sector in Panama. It's fallen apart. In fact, the tourist board is admitting that the average hotel is now losing money. And next year, they predict it'll even be worse. So then why doesn't our Panama real estate expert named Leaf mention that in the article, where he says, quote, "This front line to the water district will hold its value while always attracting renters." Yeah, bro, and Tang is good for you, and Cheetos are an excellent source of fiber, and Wonder Bread builds strong bodies 12 ways, right? Now, one of the telltale signs that there's a big crack in the bubble is that it's a renter's market. Now, don't tell anybody, but when you're down here with boots on the ground, you'll find rents are actually falling. Of course, you won't see that if you do a search on the internet for Latin American real estate, because the guys who write those blogs and articles work for Century 21 and Remax and are sitting up in Poughkeepsie in Cleveland dishing out that info from 2,000 miles away. Oh, and by the way, on that luxury strip on the Pan-American Highway, how would you like to rent a brand new, upscale, 2,000-square-foot penthouse apartment with two garage spaces and a gated, guarded community? How about $450 a month? That includes maintenance, water, and cable. Speaking of maintenance, when you're off the Gringo Tourist Trail, you'll find at the very high end, you'll pay around 10 cents a square foot for monthly maintenance charge, meaning if you have a 2,000-square-foot apartment, the most you'll pay is around $200. And that'll include garbage, water, cable generally, sometimes even internet. But that's the maximum you'll ever pay. Normally, maintenance will average around $50 to $60 a month for a 2,000 square foot place. Of course, we're talking off the Gringo Tourist Trail now. However, on the Gringo Tourist Trail, you're looking at maintenance costs at 2 and 3 times as much. Oops, there goes the Social Security check. Oh, and by the way, I said there's a crack in the bubble because the rents are so low and it's a renter's market. Well, there's another crack in the bubble, too. That would be the imminent collapse in the value of beachfront properties and beach houses. And there's proof right here in that same glossy real estate magazine. There are a lot of private homeowners taking out ads in this magazine trying to sell their properties. And I see here at least a dozen beachfront, in fact, oceanfront properties whose owners are obvious desperate sellers. That's where you can step in. Now, I'm not much for Pacific beachfront myself because the water's not crystal clear and the sand is dark, so it's hot. You can't really walk on it without shoes or sandals. But I can tell you this, in Latin America, that's where the rich people hang out. They build private beach houses up and down the Pacific coast. They're everywhere. Now, of course, we're talking about places not one-tenth as developed as Acapulco or Cancun or Playa del Carmen or any place on the beach in Costa Rica. But it's typical to see the occasional little town of 500 to 1,000 people and an adjacent long strip of beach houses. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of setups like that up and down the Pacific coast of Latin America. Okay, now let's look at page 30 in this glossy real estate rag. It says, brand new house in Monterico, that's Pacific beach town, 3 bedrooms, pool, etc., 150 feet from the ocean. Then they show a very nice picture of a two-story beach house, and it says, all that for 120 grand. Now, he's a desperate seller. You offer him 80 and you'll probably get it. Did you hear what I said? 80 grand for a three-bedroom beach house with a pool a block from the ocean. Now I'm on page 30. Here's another one with a photo that says, right in front of the ocean, three bedrooms, swimming pool, 78,000 bucks. How about this one? Three bedrooms, pool, right on the ocean, 90 grand. You want to hear desperate? Listen to this. 300 feet of oceanfront, a house with seven bedrooms, a half acre of land, all for U.S. 125,000 bucks. Now there's desperation. And there's much more. So what I'm seeing in these glossy real estate magazines is that the bubble is cracking around the edges, beginning with beachfront properties. And why is that? Well, you see, because only wealthy people build these things, and they only come up on weekends, and after a while that gets old, and with the salt and the humidity in the pool, they have to be maintained. Meaning, you have to have a maid or a gardener or a caretaker living there full-time, taking care of the place when you're not there. You do want it nice when you show up on weekends now, don't you? And since practically every socioeconomic class in Latin America is tapped out on credit, it's awful hard to maintain that staff in your big house in the city and keep that beach house going too. So when things get tough, you sell the beach house. And when you can't sell it, well, all of a sudden it shows up on bulletin boards in those high-end malls and supermarket bulletin boards in high-end areas for rent. And when's that bubble really going to blow? Well, don't worry, I'll keep you posted periodically. But bottom line, do not buy any real estate unless you find a desperate seller. And they're out there because I'm showing you a few right now. And don't, please don't, listen to these guys and gals who are pumping real estate at these Panama, Costa Rica, and Colombian seminars. Believe me, they're guiding you to their own personal hand-picked projects. And though you may think the rental rate of return looks good and you're getting in on the ground floor, there are no ground floor investment opportunities on the Gringo Tourist Trail. And the numbers they're promising assume no economic turmoil. Duh. Okay, getting close to the end now. Don't forget to go to www.thenewexpat.com and listen to our expat blogger, John Gulf. I'm there too. And of course, check out my YouTube channel for the slides to go along with the audio. And if you want to get in on the early bird discount for my July 2016 Latin Insider Seminar, and yes, I really will hold your hand and show you the real estate bubble, just send me an email, theexpatfiles@gmail.com, and I'll put you on the list.
South of the border.
You've been listening to The Expat Files, living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want me to help you sort out your own Latin American plans, schedule a one-on-one consult with me. Just send an email and let me know at theexpatfiles@gmail.com. Nos vemos.